Love Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Catery Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our new segment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome those new friends, say Habari Ghani, and to those old friends, I say, what's up? Come on in and have a seat. We are embarking upon a new particular segment of our show. As you know, I have been off for a while doing quite a bit of networking and advocacy work. Wait, do I tell you what the kind of things we've been doing, and I think you'll be pretty pleased. Nevertheless, I'd like to welcome you to a new segment of Moses. Moses, what does he do? Ladies and gentlemen, you probably are thinking about the Moses that was on Mount Sinai who went up in the mountains to talk to God, but I'm talking about a completely different Moses, a Moses that is out there working on the sustainability, a Moses organization who's out there opening up the farmers' opportunities, a Moses that is opening up the way for our seed production, a Moses that is opening up the way for new farmers in the business and industry for female women, a Moses that is clearing out the atmosphere to make sure our sustainability has more carbon footprints from minorities like female women, the Moses that is out there in the industry that is creating sustainability for organic substance. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite you to embark upon an opportunity. This is where the funds are going for our sustainability and to create opportunities in nutritional avenues. As you know, being a fond person of naturopathic holistic medicine, my sights have always been set on healing thyself, physician. So we are going to make sure that we are connected, well connected to that carbon footprint so we can leave our examples behind. We want to make sure that on every occasion we are looking at what is going on in the industry. So Moses is an organization, you say, Omi. Yes, Moses is a great organization that has been around doing some great things for our people. And they will be getting ready to do their new conference coming up. And I will give you the dates and information on that. And I want you to know that Moses is intriguing you to come to those workshops. Sign up to volunteer. Be a part of it. Now, my newest webpage has information about the workshops they're doing for the youth. I want you to understand that this is a profession. This is a chance for us to sustain ourselves and own our own businesses. As you know, OMI has always felt that sustainability should be a part of our program. And don't you think I'm not going to take advantage of it, because I am. This is a chance for us to produce our own products, create our own labels, and have our own unique category for our produce if we want to sell them in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the new segment. And this is a sneak preview, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that. So why don't you sit tight, And hold on, lock in your dial, and we'll be right at you in a second, bringing you the newest segment of the Care to Read Room. Hold tight and listen up, because we want to know that this is the power of faith, bringing it to you right from the Care to Read Room.
I'm
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and you know our faith is strong. It's our ancestor song. It keeps us moving and going on. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been off for a while on sabbatical working in some advocacy capacities. I've been out there with some of those coalitioners pushing and moving for the right to work law and getting people together at various different churches and assembling. And I hope you're on top of things. I hope you know what's going on, not only the right to work. Let me try to clarify some things. People think it's all about trying to push the right to work vote. But now we have to be really conscious about the fact that there are some laws that are getting ready to go in the book if we don't stop them, that will paralyze us right in our tracks from working on these airways and on Twitters and Facebook and on the computer in general. And those laws are governed by the OSHA laws and laws that will stop the pirators, they say. But really, in reality, they're sicking the big dogs on the little people. And we have got to be conscious, us music industry people, us people who have radio shows, because they're getting ready to try to attack the internet system. I'm sure you've been hearing about it on C-SPAN. And if you've been following, you know all of those leaders and those advocates that have been out there to work towards keeping our airways available for creative people to feel like they own a bit of the airways without feeling molested and afraid that lawyers are going to come on and indict them for piracy rights. So those are the laws that we should be fighting for to get the bills passed, which is going to happen next Tuesday. They vote on that bill. So we ought to get on top of it to make sure we get our vote out there or we legislate by writing letters to stop the bill from going forward. Now, the right to work vote legislature is fine, but you first got to have jobs. But if we are so busy taking care of the right to work bill, then we'll forget about the bill that could take us out of our positions. Those of us who hold jobs online and work for ourselves, they are trying to knock that ability and business out of the water so that you won't have access to do your thing on the internet. Now, you want to do your thing, don't you? You want to be on these airways and you want to talk and give out the information because information is plentiful and this is your job. So you got to do your job well. You have to be informed. So I'm informing you today. This is what OMI has been looking into. I haven't been away from you guys. I've been working. I've been working the last 2 weeks. That's right. I figured that the last 2 weeks I could put my time in and work. Yes, I've been working with a few other contestants who are interested in coming online, helping them to get their blog talk set up, at least two other helpers that are going to be coming on and doing their thing on these airways. Now, when I stay away from you, don't think that I haven't thought about the need for you. That is why I'm bringing you back Moses, Moses, Moses. What does he do? Now, let me take some time to tell you a little bit about why I chose this topic. I chose this topic primarily because I'm very, very interested in being a nutritional coach and making sure that people have an understanding of what are right foods and getting on a path of being health conscious and being involved in sustainability. As you know, that is my niche, sustainability. Say it with me, sustainability, carbon footprints. You're going to hear these terms quite a bit. And you need to know something about them. And I wanted to bring the information to educate you because we know that we're going to have to know about these things. Moses is a great organization, ladies and gentlemen. And did you know that the title Moses stands for the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Services? That's where they come up with the word Moses, M-O-S-E-S, Moses. And they manage a dozen projects affecting thousands of farmers. As you know, that they passed some laws for the black farmers to get their rights back. They won a few cases. Now, that means that jobs will open up in those categories. It is very hard to be an organic farmer, but there's many aspects of jobs within organic work. There are products that you can produce that are organic. And I intend, before I leave this earth, if it be inshallah, to create some organic products under my name that will create opportunities for those workers overseas in Africa who are laboring to make it possible for us to have seeds as well as products. So it is my desire to not only create superfoods, but products that will help us sustain ourselves. And I hope you have the same idea as well. As I told you, MOSES stands for the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Services, and they are working to manage these particular projects with the farmers. And in the Midwest, they have done such a great job. They've done such a great job that, ladies and gentlemen, they have been out there on the scene, and this year is their 23rd year for their 23rd conference, for the annual Organic Farming Conference that's going to be coming up this year in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You want to jot that down, and they are going to be having a series of workshops. Okay, there's going to be about 3,000 participants in La Crosse this year alone. And when they get ready to do this conference and workshop, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to have your staff or your people ready to go to these conferences. They're going to have all-day coursework going on, one-day-long intensive coursework, okay? And they are going to be offering courses for new farmers and new industry workers and new entrepreneurs who are setting up their own packaging and their own product. And if you want to buy produce and sell them, they are giving you all the information you need to become an independent entrepreneur. And here's where you need to set your sights, because Moses is coming to deliver us. Deliverance is near. Look up, because your deliverance is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you more about this in a second, but we want to praise and magnify those whose shoulders we stand on, because it's only fitting that you know that you are not your own. And because of the ancestors being the closest thing to God, they have made it possible for us to stand on their shoulders. So why don't we go over to the Talking Cure Room and we stand on their shoulders and acknowledge our higher self and our creator. Come on and walk with me today. I've been missing this room, and now the chance to come back in here and talk with you. I hope you've been out to Facebook and saw me out there singing up a storm. That's just the beginning of us working on our in-house visible media so you can see me as I do these shows. But just wait patiently, because Omi's still trying to get her thing together, trying to get it uptight, all right, out of sight, clean out of sight. All right, stand to your feet with your hands faced up as if you're ready to receive the blessing from the Creator, asking him for whatever you need, because you know he gives you your daily bread, or she gives you your daily bread, and she will give you just what you need. And if you're lacking anything today, I want you to tap into the power, because the frequencies will be here. I want you to tap in and ask for everything you need, because this is the time you take time out of your busy schedule to acknowledge your higher self. As we begin to pour libation to Akamare, who is Oludulamare, the god in the African race, as well as understanding that Oludulamare is the god that we can approach at Ori. We know that Akamare has a three manifestation. So let's acknowledge him by pouring libation to the ground. We hollow this area and set it aside, because it is sanctified and set aside. As I pour libation to hollow this ground, to acknowledge Akamare, I say Ashe. Say it with me, Ashe. I pour libation to my mother spirit, Yamanja, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to Obatala, my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's spirit, Obatala, representing Robert Jenkins. I light a candle to my mother's spirit, Yamanja, my mother spirit, Clara Mae Jenkins. I pour libations to the West and say Ashe. I call on Sheikh S. Diaz to be a witness here and John Henry Clark. I call on Martin Luther King Jr. and Sweet Coretta King. I call on Rosa Parks to be a witness here today and the Garveyites, wherever you are. If you're in the lagoon, find your way here. If you're under the ocean, in the Red Sea, find your way here. I pour libations to the North and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the East and I say Ashe. I call forth Nina Simone to bring her lovely self here to sing us that sweetest, goodest song. I call on Zora Neale Hurston to light up our life with the priesthood and show us how she searched out her lineage to understand that voodoo was just the beginning of understanding her real self. I say Ashe as I pour libations to the East. I stand and pour libations to the West, and I say, we are about to embark upon a new year of 2012, getting ready for a new mindset that would take us into a new university. And I said, clear your mind so that you can be transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and I say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do nothing else all day, take time out to acknowledge your higher self and the Creator who spoke life into you and gave you the breath of life, even though Oromola sculptured and molded you and created the identity that was stamped upon your face. But the God that you serve created the breath of life and gave you the breath of life. As we stop to meditate and remembering the breath of life is what keeps us going. The breath of life is what allows us to have our being. As we meditate on nothing but the goodness of God, we tap into the energy frequencies. As we call on our ancestors from the East, Malcolm X, come on in and sit down. Sheikh S. Diaz, come on in and sit down. Dr. Carruthers, come on in and have a seat. We call on the ancestors from the past that were out in the lagoon trying to make their way back from the good ship Jesus. We call on those ancestors whose shoulders we could only stand on to see over the top. We call on those ancestors today. And if you would like to call on your personal ancestors, I call on Tommy Pete Harvey, my father. I call on Robert Jenkins, my father as well. I call on Essie Lee Pope, my mother and aunt. I call on Clara Mae Jenkins, my beloved mother. I call on Tom Harvey, my brother. I call on Michelle Harvey. And I call on Michael Harvey. I call on Mary Lou Hawkins. Stop stretching out your arms, my dear. Come on in and be a part of this particular segment. I call on those ancestors that have been long forgotten, and we have to remember their names because it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be grieved about the fact that you cannot call their names. Do not forget your loved ones' names. Reconnect them back to the circle of life. And remember, it is those people that can open the way and make it plain and clear for you. You do not stand on your own. You stand on the shoulders of your ancestors. And if you are with palsy and are lacking anything, why don't you tap in today? Tap into the energy. The frequencies are here. The melanin is here for you. You can tap in and get healing today. You can tap in and get the desires of your heart. You have not because you ask not. Now tap into the spirit today and know that the energy frequencies are here. They're in the atmosphere, and they're here and available just for the asking. Why don't you ask today so that you can receive? Now, mothers, I want you to bow your head and pray with me as we stand. We know that we are the gods in the family. We know that we must keep the family together and pray their way into the kingdom. As we bow our heads today, mothers all over the world standing, that we are the universe that brings the basket of the harvest together. As we talk about harvesting our crops and becoming farmers again, mothers, I want you to know that this is the way we pay for our children's lineage. This is the way we take care of our family with our harvest. So bring in the harvest today as we bow our heads. Father God, you know that we are the farmers of the world. You know that we not only pick cotton, but we also harvest those fields and made it possible for millions of southerners and southerners from the south got rich off of us picking cotton. Now help us to understand what it means to get rich off of our own ability to have sustainability, to understand the soil, to put soot back in it so that we will have strong soil, and to take out all of the caustic particles that will give us tainted food. Help us to have the ability to reunite the soil with the seed so that we can create from our labor the ability to have organic food, pure and healthy, so that if we go on to create a naturopathic career or create a ability to be a coach and lead people in the understanding of truth of how to make healthy foods for themselves. Father, help us to sustain our ability to feed our families and households. Show us how to make our own money today, Father, so that when we harvest in our crop, we will be able to have meat and have food enough to share with others. Help us to be able to take the skill that we are about to learn, Father, and to get ready to take that journey up to La Crosse, Wisconsin, so we can unite with brothers and sisters from all over the world and begin to understand the power of farming, and not only to farm, but to manufacture our own products and put labels on it, Father. Help us to put our own names on this product and help us to see that this is a blessing that you sent us through Obama. Let us not look at it and turn our heads, but let us look at that raw milk and see how we can take that raw milk and label it and put a product on the shelf. Help us understand that we can govern our own grocery stores with our own produce, and once again, we can put ourselves back in the business. Help mothers to see that it is up to us to stand forward, to harvest this crop. Bring the crop in, sisters. Bring the crops in, brothers. It is time now that we understand that the jobs have been in sustainability all along. Every year they're talking about the jobs that they're getting. They're creating all kinds of things like bread and breakfast centers, and they're taking the harvest of their labor and creating the produce to put on the table to feed their guests. Now let us be clever in all our doing so that we understand that it's our time now. It is our time. And though we may have strayed away, Father, now that we've gone through the labor laws and the black farmers have won their cases, it's time for the new farmers to come out and to step forward and take advantage of this carbon footprint and leave a bit of our example behind for who and what we stand for. We stand for the laborers of the country. And as we bring our coalitions together to struggle side by side, help us to understand that this is a struggle for all of us in this land. This land belongs to you and me, and we must embrace it. As we embrace the land, help us to cultivate it and help us to bring about good fruit so that our fruit will be known by the tree that they come from. And that tree will be Oladulam Away as we have good character and good conduct. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that tour with me. As you know, I'm very long-winded, but I've been away for a while and haven't been able to pray. And I want you to don't stop praying. Keep praying, because you need to pray for me too. Pray for me that I should be able to open up a door in this industry called sustainability. Now, we're talking about Moses. Let me tell you a little bit more about Moses. As I told you, this conference is coming up. And it's going to be in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I'm going to be able to get you a date in just a few minutes, and I want you to understand that you have got to get ready for these 3,000 people that are going to be in La Crosse once again this year for their 23rd anniversary. Now, they also work with the university in these long one-day conferences and workshops. They're going to prepare an elegant meal there, which is going to be from their labor, all natural products and organic. What does it mean to have natural products and organic products, ladies and gentlemen? It means that you are going to have a healthy vessel. It means that you are going to start living longer. It means that the pesticides that you've been ingesting, you no longer have to ingest them. So be a part of the solution and be proactive. Research and find out which products that you can reproduce. Maybe it could be jam, maybe apple butter. Maybe it could be something so significant as reproducing an organic seed. Maybe it could be something in the category of your fruits and vegetables. But you need to find your niche. I found mine, and I'll be able to share it with you probably by the end of this month. I've been working in the kitchen. As you know, I am a maestro in the kitchen. I've been working in the kitchen with a product that I want to put together and put on the shelf. I want to sustain myself. I don't want to have to work the rest of my life. I want something to work for me. I'm a farmer. I was brought up working out on the farm to harvest the land. I know what it means to be a hard farmer and work out there and harvest the crop and bring it in. So I don't mind doing that. And even if I have to travel abroad to find those products, I want to give the world organic products, natural good products. And I want to put superfoods in everything that I create. So if you are consuming something, you know if it's by Omi, it's got superfoods in it, like spirulina, like superfoods that will aid you and sustain you. Not only just spirulina, but there's other superfoods that are out there that can make you healthy. I want to take the abnormal things that we use to deliver a superfood, such as products we would never assume that had the ability to heal us. Because as you become a natural food coach, you can begin to attract a lot of people to you who you can put on a path. And as I counsel a lot of people here on these airways, I look to get some individual people that I can coach, some probably big-name people. I do have a bit to tell them about healthy living and lifestyle. To make my life as an example, I want to consume those foods myself so I can be a living epistle of what I represent. Now, we're talking about Moses. Why is Moses so important? This organization has been around for 23 years, ladies and gentlemen, and they have been putting their information out there, and they have come here to Indiana to talk to us women about us getting ourselves together to get into farming. I am one of the representatives for the state of Indiana and working with the women on sustainability. Each one of you should be thinking about your greenhouses and having them in your backyard to reproduce enough food for at least four families. It's going to come a time that you cannot trust the soil. You will not be able to get the vegetables that are healthy with all the nourishment because the soil will be tainted and it will be destroyed. So you're going to have to think about having your greenhouses to sustain the organic products in your greenhouses so you can preserve your families and four and at least three other families that you can help serve them the green products and the vegetables that they need to sustain themselves. So sustainability is on the breath of the legislature, and they are looking to put billions of dollars into this act and bill. But will you be in line to receive funds to assist you in your labeling process and getting your license to become an organic certified gardener? Now, if you don't think about a big garden, forget that. We're not talking about a whole host of land. We're talking about a greenhouse that you can work with. Now, if you don't want the greenhouse, at least start researching the organic products and purchasing them and coming up with a product that you can reproduce with your own label on it. There are going to be workshops talking about packaging of these products at this workshop. And as Moses' staff begins to tell you about all of these workshops, there's going to be booths. The farm trade shows they'll be having, and it'll be all set up so that you can go and frequent all of these particular workshops. Now, the website, there is a website for Moses as well. And I can't give you everything in these 30 minutes, but what I am going to do is when we come back again tomorrow, I'll be able to continue to elaborate with you on it. Now, there are great books that we're going to be talking about that they are producing through Moses as well. Moses is coming to deliver us, as I told you. He's coming to show us how to get back to nature. Now, for some of you who don't understand what nature is, that doesn't mean we're going to start getting Skittles and be a part of the rainbow, eating junk food. It means getting off the junk food. It means letting it go. It means you getting ready to understand that you must have ability to have natural foods, and you want to sustain yourself. Let your foods be your medicine. Can you do that for me? Let your foods become your medicine. And as you begin to understand, now I told you that I was going to tell you about the annual winter conference, and that is going to be coming up soon, okay? There is a couple of conferences that I want to tell you about. The Healthy Soil Conference in the Northern Plains of Sustainable Agriculture. That's going to be their 33rd anniversary, the Winter Conference, January 27th through the 28th, okay? And that is going to be in South Dakota, Aberdeen, South Dakota. And that conference will be coming up as well. Now, I know you can't make it to all these conferences, but you can certainly find out if there are materials that are going to be created for these workshops if you cannot make it. And you can pick up the materials and go out by all means and get the books and start reading them. As I talked to you before, I told you that I am listed on the Spreaker's radio station, and I actually record there and talk about all the great books that sustainability has created for organic gardening. The organic research forum, it brings new organic research to the organic farming conference. We're going to hear more about that. Now, you have to understand that they're trying to create a paperless society so that you are not stuck with all this paper. Now, your source for organic knowledge, let me give you a couple of books that you can go out and grab. You know, we are a book vendor. We do recommend books. Okay, one of them is The Art of Balancing Soil Nutrition. And you can go out and Google that book, and that's by William McKeebren. And the next book is The Barn Guide to Treating Dairy Cows Naturally. And that is by Hubbard Kimbridge. Then we have ranting full time on 3 hours a day. Ranting. How many of you want to ever become a rancher? You can learn something about being a rancher. And that is by Kobe Holmes. Then the next book finally is Talking Chicken. Can you say that with me? Talking Chicken. All right now. And that is by Katie Cavers, Talking Chicken. You can go find these books by Googling them. So you can get up to date, because that's what Omi's going to be talking about for the month of February. This is a sneak preview, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I'd take these last few weeks to give you a sneak preview about what we're going to be talking about in February. But don't get it twisted. We're still going to be talking about Black history. We'll be in the mood for Black history, but we wanted to give you some substance so that you can start getting ready for this conference and getting your bills paid so you can have extra money to travel to this conference. And upon traveling to this conference, you are going to come back with a wealth of knowledge. And there are websites. There are websites to help you if you want to get set up and own a business in this area. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to get confused, but we are trying to get you prepared so you can stay up to date on what is going on, okay? And there's tons of opportunities in the area of scholarships, programs for academic programs that you can learn about sustainability and you can learn about organic gardening. Why don't you start right now? Stop buying regular produce. Go over to the supermarket and find all the organic foods the day before that they are going to discount them. And start buying organic foods and watch how your diet changes. It's healthier for you, and a little bit goes a long way. It has better and more nutritional vitamins there. So there is where you have your natural minerals and vitamins to secure you. This is going to be hard times coming up, so you're going to want to preserve yourself. with plenty of natural enzymes that will help you digest the food. Now, I'm also into raw eating, not vegan yet, but raw eating. I want to talk to you a little bit about having raw foods in your diet and starting to incorporate raw foods and creating raw foods. Now, what Omi's going to be creating more is a little visibility on my little net screen about preparing some of these raw meals so that you can see them on the YouTube. I'm trying to learn how to use this equipment so I can present my shows on YouTube. I am with those women when they go in their kitchen and start whooping it up and cooking that jollof rice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be bringing you stuff like African cuisines and cooking of jollof rice. Now, we're going to try to shy away from so much of the meat because I'm trying to teach you how to eat raw, right? There are raw cookies. There are all kinds of raw recipes. And I'm trying to teach you that you can stay healthy and beautiful, as I am when you turn 58. You can keep your shape together and your flawless skin. You can do all that stuff by drinking plenty of enzyme water and keeping yourself together. This is what it's about, because you got work to do. You don't have time to be in no dentist's office. There's even ways you can help yourself to secure your own caps now. They're finding ways that you can even do your own fillings. You got to learn some of this, because some of us won't have insurance to go into the dentist and put down $300 to have a filling in place. You need to learn how to sustain yourself. Say it with me, sustainability. And Moses came to deliver us. And delivering us is what he's going to do by educating each and every one of us about how to create organic gardening through our greenhouses, how to have sustainability, and how to create that carbon footprint and leave it behind with a paperless society. Our children ought to be hearing this from us. Farmer veterans, and if you're in coalitions, unite with other coalitions so that you can begin to talk to those veterans about helping the farmers. The farmers sometimes have a hard time changing because there's a lot of money they have to invest to make changes in organic products. We understand that. This 23rd Annual Moses Organic Conference, let me give you the dates, February the 23rd through the 25th, and that's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Jot it down on your calendar. Now, here is their website, www.moses, M-O-S-E-S, organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C.org. Let me repeat that again, www.moses. O-R-G-A-N-I-C.org, O-R-G. You can go to that website, and you can save $15 if you register. Well, the deadline is over with for registering early to get that $15. That was the 16th. However, you still can go online and request to be a volunteer. They will put you on a waiting list to become a volunteer. And if they call you, guess what? You get a discount for coming in. February 23rd. Through 25th, you don't want to miss going to La Crosse, Wisconsin. So why don't you get your carpool together right now so you make sure you're at that 23rd Annual Moses. What does he do? He came to bring us deliverance. He came to show us about sustainability so we can sustain for ourselves and we can decide who our enemies will be and we can create for ourselves by creating products. Moses is going to wine and dine us at that conference. They're going to prepare a meal for us in the Wine and Dine with Moses. And that's going to be Friday, February the 24th at 5:30 p.m. And they're going to have hors d'oeuvres and beverages. And all these are going to be natural things at the Radisson Hotel Ballroom. And there's a fee, of course, $65 minimum fee for that meal. Why don't you join Moses and the board directors? They're going to be serving you. You can meet them and relax and kick back and talk to Moses about the organic educational programs and the opportunities that exist, okay? The opportunities to bid in executive vocal auctions. They're going to have auctions as well. So you can get involved in some of these things. I'm here to give you information, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty excited about what's going on with this organization, and I've been a part of it now for about 4 years, and I've worked with a young lady by the name of Lisa who works very closely with the women here in Indiana to find